The Tanya for the 14th day of Elul is in Egeret HaKedesh, Simon Yud Gimel, the 13th letter. It's on page 238. The number at the bottom of the page is 460. In this letter, the Alter Rebbe is talking about the difference between the neshama that comes from Chesed and the neshamas that come from Gevurah, like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And that although there are those who serve God through Gevurah, through concealment and modesty, and also with a finite and limited service, and that's Beis Shammai, and then there's Beis Hillel, who serve God from kindness, and that's expansive and revealed and without limit, yet every person has to have both attributes and both qualities. The person who is of Gevurah also has to have kindness, and the person of kindness also has to have Gevurah. And therefore, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, usually Beis Hillel rules in the more lenient opinion, and Beis Hillel the more stringent, and Beis Shammai the more stringent opinion. But they also find in the Gemara where they reverse roles, and Beis Hillel takes the more stringent, and Beis Shammai takes the more lenient. Because in Kedusha, there is no separation, and there's no division between the attributes, and there is kindness and severity with kindness, and so on. Tzemach Tzedek explains that the expression Elikim Chayim is Bina. When we say Elikim Chayim, that's a reference to the level of Bina. And from Bina, we have the seven emotions. And that's why Bina is called Be'er Sheva. The place Be'er Sheva is called by that name because it represents Bina. It is the well from which seven come, and that's Bina. And the separation of opinions, the separation of the way people think concerning any halacha. So from kindness we have the lenient opinion, and from severity we have the more stringent opinion. And that's why in describing a machlekes, a difference of opinion among the sages, the expression is elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim, that both are voicing an opinion of elikim chayim, because both of them, the Chesed and the Gevura, come from Bina, which is Elikim Chayim. Whereas Halacha, when it comes down to a final ruling, there it's called Dvar Hashem Zu Halacha. Not Elikim Chayim, but Dvar Hashem. So the merging of Chesed and Gevura comes by virtue of the fact that they are both drawn from the same source, from Elikim Chayim. Today's shiur, on page 238, is about a third of the way down. The line begins, David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. The Alter Rebbe just finished saying that Avraham represented love and kindness, and Yitzchak was the embodiment of fear and gvura, but that only means that in Avraham the kindness was revealed and the severity was hidden, and in Yitzchak the severity was revealed and the kindness was hidden, but that both existed in both. Zehu shama David HaMelech Olav HaShalom, and this is what David HaMelech said in the Pasuk Ma'arav Tufcha, with which the Alter Rebbe started this letter, where it says, how great is the kindness that you have hidden for those who fear you. So the Rebbe explains, Kleimar, what this means is, Shemidas Hatei V'Hachesed, Ashehi Be'Bechinas Helen V'Hester, the kindness and the good that is concealed and hidden, Eitzel Kol Misha Sheirish Nishmosim Be'Bechinas Smo, within those people whose neshama comes from the left side, from Gevura, Hanikra B'Shem Yerecha, those who fear you, Kemidas Beis Shammai, as for example, the people of Beis Shammai, where the severity was revealed and the kindness was hidden, in a afshu tev hagonus v'tzofein. So what David HaMelech is saying, that is, although this goodness is hidden and concealed, afal pikein hurav v'godu me'ed, yet this hidden kindness is very powerful and great, k'mei midas hagdula v'hachesed mamosh shem b'chinas yamin. Just as kindness itself is described as gedula, as great, Gevura is described as Gevura. Kindness is described as Gedula. So he says, Ma'arav Tufcha, it is also great because it is also kindness, even though it is hidden. V'shteihen hein mebechinas gilui b'li gvul umida v'shir. And both of them are revealed without any limit. V'zeh shekosu marav tufcha. And this is what he means by how great. It's not a question of how great it is, but it is endless, and that is described as mazav. Kleimar b'li gvul umida, without any limit and without any end. Bein hateva shetzafantu l'rayecho, and this is true both of the good that is hidden for those who fear you, in other words, the goodness in the person whose neshama is basically from gvura, or bein asher po'alto l'cheisim boch, and also that which you made for those who trust in you, shehem bali habitochin, shema b'chinas yamin, those are the neshamas that come from the right, kindness. Those who trust, those who are trusting. The chazdam v'tuvam hu gamkin v'b'chinas gili v'espashtas neged b'nei adam, and their kindness and their goodness is revealed and open before people, v'lei b'b'chinas tzimtzum v'hester klal, and not concealed at all. So both forms of goodness, both the revealed one in the people of kindness, the neshamas of chesed, and the hidden goodness in the neshamas that come from gevura, both of them are endless in their potential, in their ability. And when it says the goodness is endless in those who fear you, in other words, in those in whom the goodness is concealed, so it should say bideyecha, the goodness that is hidden in those who serve God out of fear, because the neshama comes from gevura, and yet it says ashetzafanto lideyecha. So mashakosuv lideyecha v'loy bideyecha, haynu mishum shekol mashehu bebechinas helem b'chol neshama. It's because that which is concealed in a neshama, when we describe something as being concealed in helem, hine bechina zu eina melubeshes teichaguf b'meichei v'libei, being hidden means that it is not clothed within the body, within the mind, and within the heart. Because if it were, it wouldn't be concealed. Elo bechinas makif milmailo, being concealed means that it remains distant, above and outside of the body, outside of the mind, of the heart. And from there it illuminates and it inspires the mind and heart, and the times when there is a need for this inspiration, that this level of kindness or whatever it is that is hidden, when it needs to be revealed and it should illuminate the mind and the heart, in order to come to an actual deed, to an actual performance of a mitzvah or of a good deed, then this helem, that which is concealed and which is above and outside of the mind and heart, illuminates into the mind and heart and has the proper effect. But that's the definition of helem. Helem means that it's not within, that it surrounds, it stands off at a distance and inspires and illuminates the mind and heart at certain times when the times call for it. The Omer al-Kain, and on this he says, Asher Rav Tev L'Beis Yisroel HaTzofen V'Hagolui, that this abundant goodness that every Jew has, whether it's hidden or revealed, Hu B'Vechinas B'Li Gvul Umida, this goodness is without end and without limit, L'Fi Erech Nafsheisam, compared to that which is within the neshama, within the mind and heart, hamelubeshes beguf, that is clothed within the body. So this goodness that the Jew is capable of, whether it's hidden or revealed, it is greater than his own nature. Lochein gam ato Hashem tisnahi gimohen b'midas chazdecha agodu b'li gvul v'tachlis hanikra rav chesed. And therefore we ask of God that he too should conduct, should treat us with abundant, endless kindness, which is called Rav Chesed. The Is Chesed, the Is Chesed, because there is kindness and there is kindness. Is Chesed Olam, there's a kindness that is called Chesed Olam. Sheyesh Kenegdei Ulumosei Midas Adin Chas V'Sholem. But opposite this kindness called Chesed Olam, there is also severity. God forbid, that demands l'mayet u'l'tzamtim chas devetuvei, to limit and to diminish God's kindness and goodness. Aval chesed elyein, but the other chesed, which is called chesed elyein, hanikra zav chesed, that is referred to here in this pasuk as zav chesed, ein keneg de midas hadin, there is no severity to oppose it, opposite it, l'mayet u'l'tzamtim reiv chasdei milhispashet b'ligvul v'tachlis. There is no severity that will limit or restrict the expression of God's kindness, of this endless kindness, and it reveals itself b'ligvul. Ki hu nimshach mebechina seviv kol almin, because it comes from a higher level than the godliness that is tailored according to the size and capacity of the world. It is that which surrounds the world, higher than the world, utmida d'chol tmidin, it is the concealed of all concealed, hanikra kesed elyein, which is known as kesed, higher than chokhma, v'zeh shomer. That's what the verse says, tastidem b'seisa panecha, titzpenem b'sukkah. Hide them in the hidden part of your presence and conceal them in a sukkah. This concealment, this hiddenness, is the level of kesed, from which the kindness, the endless kindness, is derived, and that endless kindness has no opponent. There is no severity opposite it that could restrict it or prevent it from being revealed. So when we give tzedakah on the level of endless tzedakah, endless kindness, coming from higher than the nature of the neshama that is within the body, that kindness that coexists with severity, and severity is not an obstacle, is not its opponent and doesn't block it. On the contrary, they coexist together, the kindness within Beis Shammai and so on. That kindness evokes from God an equal, endless kind of kindness that also has no opponent and is not obstructed by any severity at all and reveals itself endlessly. The Rebbe then concludes, the Alter Rebbe concludes, with an appeal for tzedakah, but that part of the letter was not included in the printed version of Egeres HaKedush. So, the lesson of the letter is that even though there are those people whose avodah comes from the left, from severity, and they are like Beis Shammai, and therefore their kindness is by nature and generally concealed, but even they are capable of great kindness, and when the time comes and it is necessary to reveal that kindness, it expresses itself even in action. So the Alter Rebbe is calling on all people to give tzedakah in an abundant way, even those who generally serve God with a more restrained and a more measured avodah. In the Hayyim Yom for today, the 14th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that one of my father's guiding instructions was, stay away, avoid, to the ultimate degree, a campaign of negative criticism. Not because we lack the means of prevailing, or because we are afraid, timid, but because we have to concentrate all of our strength exclusively in strengthening our own structures, our own programs, which is the edifice, the structure of Torah and mitzvahs, performed in holiness and impurity. To this we have to devote ourselves completely with actual Mesiras Nefesh, not only Mesiras Nefesh in potential.